The stimulus package had $50 billion in loan guarantees to build new reactors around the United States, but the money was yanked from the bill at the last minute by the conference committee. Wisconsin Nuke Watch co-director John LaForge says this was part of a nationwide effort.
Oh, yeah, this is a really satisfying kind of grassroots victory because it was all phone calls and letters from ordinary people who want, you know, this funding to go to real alternative renewable energy and not the dirty old-fashioned nukes and coal.
LaForge says Wall Street isn't willing to risk investing money into nuclear power now, and with the Democrats controlling both houses of Wisconsin's legislature, he thinks efforts to end a nuclear power plant building moratorium in the state have been shorted out. Not so, says Republican State Representative Phil Montgomery of Ashwaubenon. But he is disappointed the stimulus money was jettisoned from the package.
What a tremendous idea. First of all, you would have created construction jobs in the states that are ready to build nuclear power plants. You would have had ongoing jobs, high-paying, family-sustaining wages for operation of those, and you would have had access to very affordable, very reliable, very environmentally safe power.
Montgomery is sponsoring legislation that would ease requirements to build new nuclear power plants. Last year, that legislation passed the then-Republican-led Assembly but failed in the Democratic-controlled Senate. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.